being a believing believer. Hallelujah. A believing believer in the work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That would mean you're going to open your Bibles to Ephesians 5. But we won't get to Ephesians 5. Let us say a few things. Right? Like I said, it's a short exhortation. We'll take up some of these things tomorrow. It's a short exhortation. Ephesians 5. But let's just say a few things along the line. While we know that the believer has the life of God. How many of you know that? And believers will have the nature life of God. Hallelujah. Hope you know that. We have the nature of God. We have the life of God. Hallelujah. We have God's kind of life. Someone say God's kind of life is Zoe. Amen? Do I have a witness? It's Anion Zoe. Amen. Amen. We have the God's kind of life. We have God's life. Hallelujah. We have God's nature. We have the Holy Ghost in us. Hallelujah. Jesus was saying in John 3:16, popular. A lot of people know that. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever means anyone, right, that believes on him should not perish, but should have eternal life. Hallelujah. So to be born again is to have the life of God. To have the life of God. John 10:10, Jesus said, he said, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Say, I am come that they might have life. Did you hear that?
Yes,
and have it more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd. He said, the good shepherd layeth his life for his sheep. Hallelujah. Now what lays there is to give. He gives his life to his sheep. Hallelujah. What are you hearing me? So we say, to be born again is to have the life of the shepherd. Is to have the life of God. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Say, I have the life of God.
I have the life of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Praise
in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, also from verse 9. As I'm saying, you've been reading. Open your Bibles. From verse 9, it says, I have not seen, and as yet have. Let us enter into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. He said, but he has revealed them to us. Hallelujah. He revealed them to us by his Spirit. He says, what man knoweth the things of a man except the Spirit of the man? Say the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Say, now we've received. Not the Spirit of this world. He said, that now we have received. Hallelujah. He said to believers, he said, now we have received. Not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God. Hallelujah. So what have we received? The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We have the Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of God in us. Jesus will say in John chapter 14, he said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. And also I would have told you I'll go prepare a place for you. Then he now gets to verse 16. He now says, I'll pray the Father. And he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. So even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for shall be in you and shall dwell with you. Hallelujah. He said, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you in that day. Hallelujah. Verse 20. He will know I am in my Father. You in me and I in you. Hallelujah. This is Jesus speaking here. So that means to be born again is to have the Spirit of God. To have the Spirit of God.
Have
the Spirit of God. Let us dwell in 1 Corinthians. So 1 Corinthians said, we receive not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God. Now I know the things that are freely given to us of God. The things which is of, I mean, we have received the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We have the Spirit of God. Therefore, in the next verse, read it verse 13. It says, which things also we speak? Not
in the words.
In the words, it was man's wisdom teaching, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. He says, compare the spiritual to spiritual. Hallelujah. He calls the believer spiritual. Chapter 3, verse 1. He said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual. So that means the believer is spiritual. Hallelujah. In chapter 6, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 6, 11. So, no doubt, this is who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. being a believing believer in the walk.
Chapter 6, verse 11, 1 Corinthians 6, 11.
He said, and some, and such were some of you, but you are washed. Say, I'm washed.
I'm washed.
Say, I'm washed.
I'm washed.
He said, you are sanctified. Say, I'm sanctified.
I'm sanctified.
Say, I'm sanctified.
I'm sanctified.
I'm justified.
I'm justified.
Hallelujah. He said, in the name of the Lord and by the Spirit of our God. Glory to God. So that means the Holy Ghost in us is the sign, or is that assurance we have that we are washed. Hallelujah. Say, I'm washed. Sanctified. Justified. Say, I'm justified.
I'm justified.
So justified means you are declared not guilty. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
You are justified. I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty of sin. I'm justified. To be justified means to be declared righteous and righteous. Amen?
Yeah.
This is who you are. I'm righteous. I'm sanctified. Sanctified means I'm set apart. I'm holy. Do you see that? Sanctified, holy, set apart. God says you are holy. He says, by the Spirit of our God. In the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
In Ephesians chapter 2, he says this happens by, he says he calls it the grace of God, not of works. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2. He says we are saved. Ephesians 2:8. That's it. For by grace ye are saved through faith. By grace ye are saved through faith. So I would say, by grace we are saved through faith. I want to get to somewhere now. It says, and not of yourself is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So can we say, by grace we are sanctified. Right? By grace we are justified.
Yes,
by grace we are washed.
Yes,
not of works. Did you see that?
Yes,
amen. Amen. So that means I'm righteous not of my works. I'm righteous by grace. And that grace is because I have faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you see that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that means your righteousness, the moment you, and this is going to come much more clearer tomorrow. The moment you place your righteousness on your works, you've taken your eyes away from grace. Do you see that? Always take note of that. Your righteousness was not because you merited it by your works. Your righteousness was imputed. How about your enemy? Was given to you by what Christ has done. Do you see that? You are not washed because you are the cleanest guy or the cleanest lady. No. You are not fit for the master's use because you used to be a good person. No. Who are you hearing me? Hallelujah.
God
doesn't call. Listen. God doesn't look at those criteria for you to be saved. Hallelujah. He called the man who smokes ego and then he made him washed. Not because the man was smoking, but because of what Christ has done. Hallelujah. God calls a prostitute. Not because the prostitute is a prostitute. He calls a prostitute because the prostitute has faith in him. He washes the prostitute. By what? By faith. Not because of his works or our works. What the enemy? You're going to see where this is leading to in the coming days. Hallelujah. So God makes us fit. Because of what Christ has done, not what we think we have done. You are not fit by your own measures. You are not fit because you are good. You are not fit because you are... Sorry.
Kenzie.
No! We are fit because of grace. Okay, enemy.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 And fit because of grace.
Because of grace.
It's grace! Because of what Christ has done! Faith in God's work is what makes a man fit. Never place God's
God is using you on your capacity. Look at the men God called. Look at them in scriptures.
Is he Abraham?
What is righteous about Abraham? No, tell me what is righteous about him. You can't place his righteousness on anything. Amen?
Amen.
Who made that to me?
Yes, sir.
Or what? Should I list it? Or is it Jacob we should talk about? That when he was done dealing with Laban, Laban was crying. Who should we go to? Or is it David? Amen. But you know what? God didn't place it on them. You are not called righteous because of what they did. Bible says Abraham believed in the Lord. We'll get to see that. Genesis 15:6. And it was counted for him for righteousness. Not his works. Abraham believed in the Lord. Hallelujah.
What
are you hearing me?
Yes,
Abraham believed in the Lord. And that was called righteousness. Hallelujah. But inasmuch as works didn't bring us in, we think that we're not justified because we did anything. We're not justified because we knew somebody and know somebody and know somebody. You know the Nigerian syndrome? You know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows VC. You get admission. You don't need that to be justified. But yet, in that same salvation, in that same grace that you receive, there are works inside it. It produces a work.
I shared it with us in church. Verses 10. It says, for we are his workmanship. See, for God, it says not of works in heaven, but we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I've seen that. We are his workmanship, created in Christ unto what? Good works. Which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So, there are works in salvation. That is, this grace produces works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says they are before ordained. Before ordained is Genesis. Hallelujah. So what are the works in Genesis? That God has preordained that we should walk in them. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So, right? God's will. God created the heaven and the earth.
Come on, I'm also open to Ephesians, but Ephesians 5, I know that.
Nah, you just need to give me some background to Ephesians 5. Amen. Amen.
Genesis 1:1 is in heaven in all the earth. In the beginning God created the heaven. Now I told you Genesis 1 is not, he wasn't writing, how do people call it? People call it something. Yeah, it was not scientific, not science fiction. No. This is God's will. So Genesis 1:1, God created the heavens and the earth. He was talking about, Moses was using a known history to them to talk about the oracles of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So this is not science at all. Don't read science here. If you read science here, you fail. Don't read science here at all. Don't read science at all here. God created the heaven. This is God's plan, heaven and earth. And I told you that heaven is referring to what? The immaterial. The supernatural. God. Amen. And the earth there was referring to man. So he's talking about God, the heart of man rather. He's talking about God and man in the same place. Hallelujah. Verse 2 now says the earth was without form and void. The earth, remember Genesis 1:1 is heaven and earth. Then verse 2 is only the earth without the heaven. It says form, it says, I mean, without form and void. So who confusion. Hallelujah. It tells you the heart of man. Hallelujah. If Paul was to, when Paul interpreted that, he says, if our gospel be he, is he to the man, I mean, he says to them who perish, I say, whom the God of this world has blinded. Now he takes that word again from Genesis 1:2. It shows you man without God. Tohu abohu. Empty and void, confusion. See, and darkness. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He said, God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. Did you see that?
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
verses 4 to 6.
Glory to God. Has commanded, who commanded light to shine out of that and has shined in our heart. He has shined in our heart. Genesis 1, 2 into 3. So he's talking about the heart of man there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were three now said, let there be light. Light were in darkness. That's God's plan. Light in darkness. Light in darkness. Explain in verses 26 as what? Let's make man in our image. Let's make man in our image. Image there will be in Christ. Image there will be, let's make man to be in our image. And we saw that the image will be Christ. So God's plan is man to be in God's image. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. It says, God created them in his image, created he, their male and female created he, there. That is verse 7. Verse 28 now says, look at the instruction God gave to the man in his image. Genesis 1, 28. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Genesis 1, 28, sorry. He says, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, replenish and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Now what do you think he's talking about giving birth to 10 children? How many children would you give birth to that would fill the earth? And the man you thought he gave this instruction to Adam, gave birth to only Cain and Abel. When Cain killed Abel, he added one seed. How was he replenishing the earth? By giving birth. No, it's not talking about giving birth yet. Amen? Even though some people say they have to give birth to a football team, how many football teams do you give birth to that will fill the air? Just be born in like that. Just be born in. Let's just be born in. No. That's not how you fill the air. The word to fill there is the word malay. Malay. It's the word that means to refill. To refill. Meaning, it's not, so that means it's not talking about a creation, but a recreation. Is that to refill? It means that that word to refill means that there are people already. Is that you don't use to refill for an initial start. You use refill, right? That to show that there are people already. But this time you are refilling them with what? To becoming man in his image. So he gives the same instruction to the man in his image. Want to replenish the earth with this kind. Is that? Now man's image will be heaven and earth, God and man, light out of darkness, right? Is that it? Is that it? So it says replenish with this kind. So that means God starts. Take this and listen well. God starts in the earth. God's purpose in the earth will not be carried out by God's men. Hallelujah. Will not be carried out by who? God's men. God's man in his image. Therefore, we can say the man in the image of God is God's workmanship. We just read that now. Ephesians 2, verses 10. We are his workmanship. Workmanship is the word poema. Poema. Meaning we are his fabrication. To carry out his task. So God has fabricated us for his work. Is that God has fabricated us for his work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So then, if you look at Adam, Adam was in chapter 2, Adam was put where? In a garden. In the garden of Eden. That's Genesis 2:14. Is it 14 into 15? To do what? To dress and to keep it. To dress and to keep it. Hallelujah. So man will be found in God's sacred assignment. Take note, God's assignment, God's work is sacred. So he made us sacred to do sacred work. Did you see that? Amen. He made us sanctified to do sanctified works. Hold my enemy. He made us righteous to carry on a sacred assignment to the earth. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what is this assignment? The whole earth be witched. Heaven and earth. Hallelujah. We have God's task in all the earth to reach the unreached. To save those who are lost. Hallelujah. So how does God see a man who is not born again? Matthew 9 verse 36.
Follow here. The believing believer. Matthew 9 36. Yeah, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. But when God sees a man who is not saved, he's like, sees the man as sheep having no shepherd. Lost. A sheep without a shepherd is lost. Amen. The man who is not saved is lost. Paul would say he is without God in this world. Without God. Lost! And you know what? If you are in God's sacred assignment, you must see men the way God sees them. What are you hearing me? You must see men the way God sees them. So how do you see an unbeliever? Not like a condemned man. You don't see an unbeliever as a condemned person. No! You don't see an unbeliever as someone that is destined to hell. No, you see an unbeliever as one who is lost that God wants to find. You see that? Hallelujah! Amen. Amen! You see an unbeliever as one who God is in search of. He's lost. He's without a shepherd. He's without a shepherd. And God needs to reach him. God needs to save him. That's God's tax in the earth. Amen! See, let me tell you something. A believer, we're going to get here. A believer doesn't write people off. Believers don't write off any unbeliever. No believer does that. When you begin to do that, you are falling prey for the devil. We'll get there shortly. Hallelujah. Never say that one. What is love? No. Hallelujah. You don't write men off. Glory to God. Say, I'm a believer. I believe what God is doing. See, for you to be called a believer, it means you believe God. We're going to get there. You believe God. Somebody has once told me, why do you believe to a fault like this? Because I now say, because I'm a believer. He said, why do you believe people to a fault like this? Because I'm a believer. I'm a believer. How can this little nice people off? I don't think there's anyone in this world that I've written off before. That this one can never. No. I've never done that. I've never. I can't think of anyone. Because I'm a believer. I have the nature of God. You know what you need to have the nature of God? Hallelujah. You have the nature of God. God sees through my eyes. He thinks through my head. Or way like this, he sees through my eyes. My thoughts are his thoughts. I'm a believer. Hallelujah. I allow his thought to dominate my mind. I'm a believer. You know what it means to be called a believer? You know what it means to be called a believer? Sometimes some people think calling being called a believer is just a normal name, believer. Spiricoco, just carry by. No! I am a believer. A believer means I don't give room for doubt. I don't give you So let people call you that. See, I told you guys before. Well, let people call you and say you are too spirit coco. You are too spirit coco. It's not like that. You are too spirit coco. Tell them you are canal coco too. Because the man who is born again is spiritual. Can you be over spiritual? No. Okay, enemy. You cannot be over spiritual because you are spiritual. This is my reign. Okay, hearing me? This is my rent. One day like that, I shared with you guys years back. I was not praying, and I got to some group of friends. I said, have you ever felt like this world is too small? Like you can just put your leg and just change everything by God's power. You know? I am not praying in the morning on a Saturday. So, we usually do environmental. Well, you know where I grew up. So, they came to call us. I was not praying, so I came now. I just told them, have you ever felt that this world is too small? I was seeing with the eyes of God. Hallelujah. He said, somebody else that. You have to start. Spiricoco. Spiricoco. Hey, But that's the truth. I'm born of God.
Born of God.
Amen? Hope you're hearing me. Some people, when they call people spiritual, sometimes there's a lot of maybe how they dress, but you know, yeah, dressing is good and all that, but you know what? It is come also from your words. Amen?
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 Amen.
Then people say, ah, most people will be talking faith. See, because I'm born of faith. Hallelujah. You just believe it. Yeah. And then you take it into the natural. There's a colleague of mine that we usually get to talk all the time. And I will just tell the person is complaining, this one, that one, I just say, you, it will be fine. Yeah. So, recently, the person was saying, and I say, I'm not having a I say, he's better not responding, I know you will say it will be fine. I say, yes. I say, why do you always say it will be fine? Because I know it will be fine. Yes, because I know it will be fine. Sometimes I tell myself that too, I'll be fine. I'll be alright, I'll come out well. I'll come out strong. And it gets into my personal business, it's true. Even where I work. Sometimes things don't always go the way you want it to go. But you know what I say, I don't say, I'm bad. I don't use those words. Because I'm a believer. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at that point where you just, my fingers are not right me. But you know what? What? It will be fine. It will be fine. I'll be okay. I'll come back. Why are you so positive? Because that's my nature. Amen? That's my nature. My nature. You know, Adam and Eve just sinned. You know, God is there, Samuel. The two men were afraid. Scatter. Yeah! God didn't say like that. Hallelujah. In fact, God saw Adam and Eve and asked them, who told you you are naked? You know, Adam, who told you you are naked? How do you know you are naked? God is saying, what God just said, man and woman, come. Let me just tell you something I've been saying since Genesis 1. He said, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. God just kept speaking his words. Just remind them, the seed, Genesis 1:11, say will bruise the head of the serpent. So with that, God just go ahead. Amen. That is God. Adam and Eve just sinned. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, it says that the Spirit of the Lord was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The voice of the Lord was walking in the garden. That's the word rock. He said, was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. So that means God was talking and walking and talking. What was he talking? What was he talking about? I am that I am is my name. Hallelujah. That is God. Amen. Because he wasn't doing Jesus by these things. He's God. I was just talking God. Talking his words. I told you that. He just kept saying, I am is my name. Amen. God. I'm here in this mother. That's finished on my life. How? Whose nature do you have? Let me tell some of my friends, if you are close to me, I'm going to tell you, what do you see in the future? Tomorrow is pregnant, nobody knows what it will born. I know what my tomorrow will born. If you don't know, it's you. You don't know your, I know. I don't say that adage to myself. Even my old age, she deemed tomorrow is pregnant, I don't know what it's going to born. Me, I know what my tomorrow will born. I know you saw kind of useless adage. Hallelujah. I've deposited words into my tomorrow.
Yes,
my tomorrow will be good. Doing better. Doing better than today. Hallelujah. Tomorrow I'll make progress. Tomorrow I'll move forward. Hallelujah.
Yes,
tomorrow I'll have more disciples. I'll preach to more nations. Amen.
Amen.
So, I'm not thinking. Stay there. You're going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Stay there. And then tomorrow, we're eating at Badu, cassava here. Oh, what is it? Amen. This is you. Amen. You be there, cassava, Abado. Ewa. Continue. Amen. But me, I know what I'll be doing tomorrow. Glory to God. I'm making progress. I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. I'm advancing.
Hallelujah, nothing is stopping me back. I'm having more disciples. I'm following God's work. Tomorrow, next year, next 10 years, I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
That's how you talk. The economy is hard. Tomorrow will be hard. Let me look for Jata. Jata King there. Who the Jata to me? You Jata who will not be there?
Amen! I have a lot to look at now.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, we must see how God sees. Hallelujah. We must see men the way God sees men. Men, God sees men as people, men the unbelievers as people who need him. So that's how I must see men. I must see with that possibility. I must see with that possibility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when a believer reaches out to the lost, those who are not saved, no matter where they are, you know what you are doing? You are saying, Lord, I believe in your vision. The moment you are preaching to your seed, you are saying, Lord, I believe in your vision. I believe what you are doing in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what you are saying. You are saying, I believe, Lord, this is what you are doing, and I'm in that same tax with you. We're doing it together. Hallelujah. So any day you get up with your Bible to go preach the gospel, to go reach to the to go reach out to the lost, you are saying, Lord, we are in this together. Hallelujah. You are saying, Lord, I believe in what you are doing. And I'm stand right, Lord, and I'm following what you are doing. That's what you are saying. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That is how you are a believer. I believe what God is doing. So I carry my Bible. I mean, I walk together with the Lord. I know what the Bible says about that. The Bible says you are redeeming the time. Ephesians 5. Let's get to Ephesians 5. The Bible says you are redeeming the time. We were here last year. Ephesians 5. In Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 15. It says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. It says what? Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. So that means you have wise believers. A wise believer is one who understands the will of God. Understands and follows the will of God. He said, redeeming the time, God says, I will sin. I mean 17, wherefore, ye be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Understanding the will of the Lord. What is God's will? What is God's plan, purpose, and pursuit? When I know it, I'm walking in line of it. The Bible says, I'm wise. Hallelujah. I'm wise. So that means we can have foolish believers. Foolish believers. They are the believers that are not redeeming the time. They're not making good use of time. They're not making good use of time. They are believers who waste time. They waste time. Hallelujah. They waste time. They joke with time. And how do you talk with them? Rather than being found in God's assignment, they are found in their own assignment. They're not redeeming. You are not redeeming the time. They are found in their own assignment. I put it like this. They are found lighting up other kinds of fire. Remember I told you about what strange fire is, right? Strange fire. The flesh. You are found in the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's assignment is God's fire. That's the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost is towards his assignment in the earth. The fire of God is towards God's task in the earth. So God's fire is his fire for his assignment. So not to be found in God's assignment means you are lighting up other fires. Hallelujah. We are lighting up other fires. And lighting up other fires means you are lighting up strange fires. you are found doing things beside yourself. This is not who you are. You have the nature of God to carry out God's task in the earth. And you are not found in it. You are acting beside yourself. It's just like a child. He's a child, he's a human being. Right? But the child now decides that he or she is not going to walk. He's then doing woo 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 woo. Does the fact that the child is doing is barking, does it make the child a dog? Is a child a dog? But the child is acting beside himself. You see that? That's what happens when a believer is not found in God's work. It's just like a child who is acting beside himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? This is Satan's strategy. This is what?
This is Satan's strategy.
Hallelujah. You always want your eyes as a worker of God's tax. So he brings distraction. He wants your eyes away from God's will. He brings distraction. He likes to do this. Amen. Paul will say, we are not ignorant of the devices of the adversary. Not be ignorant.
Hallelujah. We know how it schemes. You want to take your eyes off God's task, God's work, God's word.
Amen. Take it. He wants to take your eyes off God's task, God's work, which is God's task, God's word. So take your eyes away from it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you see that?
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis 3, from verse 1.
Genesis 3. Aye, aye.
Genesis 3:1. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast in the field which the Lord has made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the garden, but of the tree of which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, for it lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Did you see that? What did Satan come for immediately?
The word of the Lord. Did you see that?
That same word that the Lord said to the man, Satan comes from it. Hallelujah. It comes from it. In Matthew 13, we're going to see that tomorrow. In Matthew 13, we see what Satan comes for is God's word. In the parable of the sower, the one that fell by the wayside, said the best of them came and picked it. Right? Jesus said, he says, so is the man that hears the word. Say, and what happens? Satan comes immediately. Amen. So Satan will always come for you to doubt the integrity of God's word. Satan will always come for you to doubt the integrity of God's word, even as a worker. He wants you to doubt it. Amen. Sometimes some things happen around you, you begin to ask yourself, am I really born again? Come, let me knock your head. Am I really born again? Is this speaking in tongues really speaking in tongues? Come again. So let me punk you for thinking that way. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's the work of the devil already. He has brought situations around you and you're not thinking. Am I really born again? Mm-mm. You're not born again. Nonsense. Okay, anyway. Know it and know it well. Is how is his strategy, has not changed it. We're going to see some things also. Maybe not today. Amen. He wants to make you feel unfit. We're going to see that in Adam and Eve too. He wants to make you feel unfit. We'll deal with all that for tomorrow. He wants to make you feel unfit for the master. He wants to make you feel that you're not worthy. Because you've done something wrong. Because something happened. Maybe you made a mistake. Amen. Where you should have that issue is, had it been you're the one that made yourself fit at first. Hallelujah. He made me fit.
He made me fit.
And I bask on that. God has made me fit. Say, God has made me fit. I didn't make myself fit.
So I can't make myself fit.
Hallelujah. Okay, you hear me? Glory to God. So Satan wants you to see impossibility. That's what we're going to deal with today. He wants to make you see impossibility. It cannot happen.
You begin to say,
it cannot happen. Eh? For me, I don't know who is bearing his name here, but I have to use the name. Shade. Born again. Ah. Hope there's nobody bearing Wale here. Wale. Born again. Ah. It's not possible. Wale the... bad guy. God, call another name in my ear. You've written the blessing off. Alright. They want to switch to Shade. They say Shagin. Shade that used to go to strip club. Ah, God, that one is Satan vessel. Can we look at someone else? Alright. You want to make it seem possible? Sometimes it's for your disciples, especially now. I'm talking about your disciples. Wants you to write off your disciples. It is one. Because every day the parents are always complaining. Muturayo. Hey, Mutura. Where's Mutu first? Where I go for? Where's Mutu?
Okay. So I can continue. I can call Mutura, right?
Mutu! Ah! You know, growing up we felt you that being Mutu always stubborn. She's stubborn. Mm-hmm. You are still my Christ. Even Femi looked at you. No. Amen. Alright. Glory to God. But listen now. Say Mutu, that one. Oh, that the grace of God. This is the grace of God that he will know the things of the spirit. You light up your disciple. Satan wants you to see impossibility. How do you see impossibility?
No, it is God.
You think it cannot happen? He brings doubt about God's work. Say, let's go to. The Lord is stirring your heart towards a particular place. You say, ah Lord, not that place now. You are just like Jonah. You are sending to Nineveh. They say, no Lord, that's it. You have written that place out.
Amen.
And you say, you're going to the Jubilee. Say, Lord, did you call me Jubilee? Or when did you say Makodi? You say, Lord, is it Meduki? He said, no, close to Sambisa. I said, Lord, are you speaking to my heart? You are seeing impossibility. Amen. Satan wants you to see impossibility. He wants you. And I said, Lord, the transport fare. Yeah? You want to know the impossibility, Lord? How am I going to leave? Satan always wants you to see impossibilities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Want to see impossibilities. He wants you to doubt. Hallelujah. Want to doubt. Do we have people like this that are believers? Yes. So we can have doubting believers. Amen. Amen. To have believers who doubt. And believers who are in this kind of state, or who are taking it upon themselves to doubt, to see impossibilities, are believers who are falling prey. They're falling prey to the schemes of the adversary. They're falling prey to the scheme. When you begin to see impossibility as regards God's assignment given to you, you don't see impossibility why people can't be saved. You don't see impossibility. I can't do it. I don't understand. Somebody that you know, you've been called. You've been justified. You've been glorified. And then you say, I can't do it.
Amen. Amen.
Why we have believers who are doubting? Right? Those are believers who are acting beside themselves.
Oh, she's here. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
We also have believing believers. Amen. We have who? Believing. Believing. Even when I was given the title, I was like, what kind of title is this?
We have believing believers.
Amen. Believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one who sees as God sees. Who speaks as God speaks. You know, I told you God is a speaking God. Hallelujah. He made the earth by his words. That's how he created things. By his word, Lord said. Lord said. Right? Amen? Our God is a speaking God. So, the believing believer is the one who sees as God sees. Doubt has a talk. What are you hearing me? How do you know a doubting person? His speech. How do you see a person who doesn't believe, is a believer, is born again but doesn't believe in God's tax? He is not given to God's tax. You find it in their words. Right? Right? Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. And your work. Somebody wants to talk about, I heard this recently. They are going out for evangelism. They're going to go to evangelism. So when I want to talk to another brethren, another brother about evangelism, I say, how far that gig? I know what you were saying it in front of Pastor Shelley. How far that gig? Who is gig? He said, no, nah, that paro. Evangelism, paro. How about that paro now? Even that tomorrow we go on that paro. Which paro? That gig. Evangelism. Ah! Canal Coco. You're not going to be like that. You don't call evangelism gig. Paro. When I hear paro in my generation, I know what paro is. You don't know what paro is? No! Paro is not networkers. Paro! If I was to say, this one now is my girlfriend, I say, that's my paro now, that's my paro. So, I don't need to mention me, when I say, that's my paro. The woman get up and say, that's my paro, we all know.
Yes!
We just know. That my paru. For there, it's not evangelism. I call it paru. Paru means different things of different generation, but can never be evangelism.
Yes,
that my paru. That paru. If you say, I say, man of God, you are married now. Why do you have paru? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
No hassle. So doubt too has a speak, has doubt is spoken out. Let me put it like that. There's a way you know this person is doubting by his words. Right? The same way to believers who speak possibility because that is what we see. Hallelujah. 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 And I see the Lord. Hallelujah. I see. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We are dozing. Yeah? Okay, enemy. You guys should deal with that. Amen. We're going to be speaking to what I'm teaching you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His word is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, we have the believing believers that believe in what the Lord is doing. We have the believing believers. Hallelujah. Let's see an example, Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37.
Are you there? Ezekiel. Not Ezekiel ready, brothers. So.
Amen. So you see, you have gone beyond the nation. But people who are in the end, they say, what is Ezekiel ready, brother? Speak of you in the future. Ezekiel 37. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, dry bones. He said, and caused me to pass on about them. And behold, they were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. What is it? He said they were what?
Very dry.
Very dry. Now, hear what the Lord said. He said, and the Lord said, son of man, can these bones live? He said, can it live? Is that an impossible situation? To man's sight, yes. Right? Dead, dry. He said, can these bones live? And what did Ezekiel say? He says, oh Lord, thou knowest. Now, many times you read this to me, Ezekiel said, ah, God, only you know. Ah, yeah, I don't know. Now you talk and go. Many times we read it that way, but that's not what he said. What Ezekiel said, when he said, thou knowest, that is that word in the Hebrew, yada, Y-A-D-H, is a word used to show certainty. Certainty. So, and if you get to verse 4, you will see God now said, prophesy to this bone. So that means if we say, now you know, it looks as if he's throwing doubt at God's word. Hallelujah. But he sees the word yada. So that means, what the way the Hebrew put it is, was like an echo. The way yada is used is like an echo. So the moment Ezekiel was asked, can this bone live? What Ezekiel responded to is certainly. Or he said, yes! An affirmation. That's how the word is used. It's used for an affirmation. Yes! That is who a believing believer is. He's certain. He affirms God's word. He says God's word. He puts God's word on his lips. Can this word live? Yes! Yes, Lord! Can. Hallelujah. Scientifically, politically, economically, it is dead. But yes! Remember, Ezekiel is a prophet. Yes, Lord! Hallelujah. Because as a prophet, he has seen for Moses that rock brought out water. He has seen for Moses twice rock brought out water. Hallelujah. He saw the wonders of the Lord in Egypt. After reading all this, you will not say, Lord, help me, I don't know. No one can say so. Hallelujah. The Lord, yes. And I will affirm God's word. Certainly. And I will speak when it comes to God's word with certainty. Now say, can Maiduguri be a land full of ministers of the word? Yes! Hallelujah. Your yes is certainly it can happen. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. It's possible. Hallelujah. Oh, we're getting to something. We're getting to something. It's a man of prayer that sees that way. A man of prayer sees that way. A man of prayer doesn't see doubt. No. Because prayer, in prayer, my will is substituted for his will. My will is consumed in his will. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Glory to God. It's possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the attitude of the believing believer. He says believing. No matter the cost. Hallelujah. No matter the cost, his believing will come out in his words. He is a believing believer. His believer will come out in his word. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. He says, let's look at Romans 10. Let's see Romans 10. I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 10 9. Get it? It says here, it says, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart, that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Say, with a half man believe unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means, what we say is a product of what is in our heart. In salvation. Hallelujah. We echo God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. We echo God's word. Our hearts and our mouths are in unity. Therefore, we can say our faith is what we put on our lips as believers. That's what comes on our lips. Our belief. Glory to God. We put God's word on our lips. We put God's word on our lips all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we said, Satan wants you to fear and to speak fear rather than faith in what God has done and God is doing. He wants you to speak fear. He wants you to use your words wrongly. He doesn't want your words to align with your belief. Hallelujah. Amen. As the man said, it doesn't matter words. It doesn't matter. You just words matter. Let me tell you again. Words. Let me say it again. Words matter. When Sarah was talking, God said something to Abraham. Sarah was a... How do they call this thing? Is it a... We call it something in vernacular. Was putting his nose where he knows it was deep. God, he was having a conversation with Abraham. Eh? She came and was... Prognosis, you came into the conversation. He was dropping, thank you. He was doing tatapo. Or was he hearing from that? The governor said something, not said in her mouth, he just said it in her heart, but it came out in her words, but nobody heard, but God heard. He laughed, he said, me at my old age, then the Lord said, by this time, because he said, by this time. Did you see that? Amen. If words don't matter, if words don't matter, God would have heard her. What are you hearing me? Your words matter. Hope you are with me. Your words matters a lot. If it doesn't matter, God would hear. But God heard it. God heard it. Because I was just talking under my breath. I didn't mean it that way. No, he didn't mean it that way. So that means you have to mind your words. We'll see something tomorrow. The importance of words to the believer. Don't open your mouth and talk anyhow. Satan wants you to misunderstand, but you will not misunderstand. Imagine a believer. Say, I don't die, you. I don't die. I'm over to you. Say, I'm just saying my mind. I'm just saying my mind. Can somebody talk? Gen Z. Can somebody talk his mind? See. If you talk your mind, the way your mind is telling you to talk your mind, you will end up outside God's way. I'm telling you the truth. The Bible didn't tell us to talk our mind. It's nowhere in scriptures. What our Bible teaches us is to speak God's word at all times. We're going to see one more, and then we'll take the other one in church tomorrow. Amen. What does he want more?
Bible didn't say you should talk your mind. There's a song that I've never sang in my life. I didn't know what I know now. But it's just about this thing that's an Nigeria jaga jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. How? Poor man, this suffer, suffer.
And I'll butter, butter. God shot in the air. That's the only part I know in that song since tomorrow. I don't even know that one. I can't sing the song. Amen.
Brother,
I
used to say my Nigeria is not jaga jaga. Nothing scatter scatter for me. How? Amen. Learn to put God's word on your lips.
Yes,
sir. Amen. See, let me tell you. Problems, you know they finish.
And you think you are solving one, another one going down.
Yes.
So you keep complaining about the problem, you are jumping from one to another. Okay, put God's word on your mouth. Amen? Amen?
Don't do the other part of the song.
Amen? Amen? For problems, you know they finish. I was like, somebody saw problems in adults, you know what I'm saying? Adults will be a scam.
You're not informed too.
You're not informed too. That what you need to survive is your word.
Oh, you're not informed. Sorry, welcome. That's why you need to know the word. There's no scam there, but you know the word.
How are you hearing me?
They did not tell us. They did not tell us we were going to pay rent. This is because you were staying on base. This is not that your parents are teaching about rent. Amen?
Yes.
It's even better. There, your father will collect salary. Every month, you go and collect rent every month. No, they will be threatening you. It's better off now. Landlord can enter your house to misbehave. Then that will then enter with boys. They'll pack your things outside.
Sure.
Did he not inform us? How did they inform you? Your father was W, AVN, group captain. UT and not W. How do you know? They did not tell us we'll pay bill of life. Were you paying NEPA bill before? For some of you. Some of you, were you not tapping NEPA bill? I mean tapping light. They'll come and cut it in the morning, the night they'll go and hang it back.
We'll move ahead.
Glory to God. So now you're now big. You're not paying the idea. They didn't tell. How would they tell you? You're not informed. Put God's word on your mouth, on your lips, on die. Amen.
Put it on your lips, on die. It will save your life.
Okay, anyway. Put God's word on your lips. Put it on your lips. Hallelujah.
Look at Abraham. The Bible says Abraham believed God.
Genesis 15:6. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a background.
We'll talk about that next. The background was that God told Abraham in verses 3 to 4 that he will make his seed.
15.
Said his seed will be like, to make his seed a multitude. To make that his seed will fill the earth. He spoke about his seed will be like the sand in the seashore. He gave him all those promises. Right?
And Abraham, in that face of all those promises, had no child. You see that? I told you what that means. To say your seed shall be, right? Seed shall be. That God will come through your lineage. Did you see that?
But how will God come through my lineage? I don't even get one. Do you get me? For yet, this verse 6, it says, Abraham believed God. He doesn't have a child though.
Can't we just say our mind?
Can't we just say our mind?
In chapter 17, Abraham now came in. Eliezer. Okay, that should be chapter 15, right? Okay, yeah. He came with Eliezer.
Did Eliezer say, no, your descendant shall be like this. By chapter 17 of Genesis,
God now says, you know what? To further affirm the fact that your seed shall be a nation. He says, your name will no longer be called Abram, but Abraham. Abraham means father of plenty, and you don't have one. He says, Abraham. So, no, my name is Abraham. Bro. This guy don't see you. These are all men too. You never have born one. You don't answer Abraham. You hear that? We've not seen half. You are saying father of nations. You are father of plenty. How are you plenty? Or you, some people say, or shall you remain for half? you remain somewhere else, not be this one. In that face of those opposition, Abraham believed God. He changed his name.
Because Abraham said, no, Abraham! Chapter 4, we start.
He only changed his name. He didn't say the father of blessed. Never born. Ever, the one where he wants to make his hair. Now, Eliezer. Somebody.
Do you understand me? Glory to God. But Abraham believed the Lord. Hallelujah.
He believed the Lord. Glory to God. And then he put it on his lips. His name was changed. He put it on his lips. Abraham is my name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Why? The believer is a man of faith. The believer is a man of faith. Hallelujah. A believer is a man of faith. We'll get around that shortly. Let's see how Paul will put it. Paul. Apostle Paul. Romans 4. Let's see what Paul will say. Verses 17. He left to me, we start from verse 1, but let's get to 17. Say, as it's written, if I've made thee the father of many nations, right? This is Genesis 17. Before whom? I mean, before him who he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and called those things that be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might be the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now look at 19, and not being weak in faith, he considered not his body now dead. No, I mean, when he was about 100 years old, that is, his body now dead means at that age, you can't give birth again. He said, no, the deadness of Sarah's womb, Sarah has entered menopause. In fact, she has not just paused, she has ended. Amen. But you know what? Yes, now. Deadness of Sarah's womb, that's what he said. That's enough. That is menopause.
Somebody was saying, I'm already 33 years. When will I get married and give birth to you? When I enter menopause, when is menopause? It's monostop.
But he said he didn't consider the deadness of Sarah. So that means God told him he will be father of many nations, but there were two things already going on in his body. He's old. He's weak. How can I father a child? Okay, let's say I even believe. What about this one? Sarah. She has entered menopause. Do you understand? Do you see why Ishmael came?
Sarah said, no, you know what?
Let's tell me a pause. But since God is giving you this kind of vision, maybe Haggai can help you. Do you understand? He wanted to help God. But no, that's not God's plan. It will be Sarah.
It will be Sarah. Yeah, she had never met God. But the Bible says in verse 20.
Are you there? Let's echo verse 20 together. Chapter 4. Oh, come on. Let me get there. Not. You don't read what I don't want you to read. Okay, but verse 20, where to go? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory.
He staggered not. Hallelujah. So when the Bible calls Abraham father, right? They say father. When you use their father, it's not referring to Abraham gave birth to us. No, it's using that word father there is used like for someone, an example with follow. Amen. So Abraham has now become an example. Amen. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. So that means you can stagger at God's promise by through unbelief when you begin to see impossibility. But he didn't stagger. Why? What did he do? He was strong in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, giving thanks to the Lord. So that means he put God's words on his lips. Okay, hear me. So we can see strong faith. Read on your words. What are you saying about what God is doing to you?
What are you saying about God's task in the earth? What are you saying about what God wants to achieve in the earth? What are you saying, believing believers? Hallelujah. Dear believer, put God's word on your mouth.
Don't worry, I'll complete the next message.
Amen. Amen. But dear believer, are you believing? Dear believers, do you allow fear come? Dear believers, do you allow unbelief stay? Do you allow? What are your words like? We will have wordometer and we'll put your words in a day. How many of them are full? How many of them are faith words? How many of them are faith words? Say, yeah, I was just gisting. Even in your gist, don't joke with your words. What are you hearing me? I have someone like that who recently, let me say this. I just graduated people to watch my status. I graduated them. Yes, they are my friends today. You might not see my status. Might not. I graduated them. It's just when I discover, and then when I don't see, when I put not to see my status, I can't see yours. Just go and rest. Me, I will not see it. If I'm taking status, I get you and I'll pass it. Now, the reason for that is simple. I want to understand who you are. Right? You know, before some people will come and become monitoring spirit in your life. Just leave that. So, I have allowed someone, after a while, to not pass here, view my status. The first thing he saw was one of our meetings. He now came to me and said, no wonder! You know, when you say no wonder, I said, what do you mean by no wonder? He said, you're a pastor. Hey! And I said, why did you say that? He said, no wonder, anytime we have conversation, you'll be talking faith, you'll be talking words, you'll be just saying, I saw him, I said, why somebody would be, why can't somebody be this very positive in this economy? Say, hey, you're a pastor.
See, I'm a man of 42.
Yeah? Amen. Because I won't be your friend and I'm telling you my name is Pastor Smart. No, you discover for yourself. I've never introduced myself to people first time I'm Pastor Smart. I'm smart. Yes now, I'm smart. Somebody didn't know. I just went through her status yesterday and I put somebody that's hearing Christiana. He says Jumatin. Jumat King. Christiana Jumat King. Are you a Muslim? Because I know it's Christiana. Are you a Muslim? You say, no. Yeah, no, but I practice Islamic once in a while. Interesting. I've booked an appointment, so I have to see. What have to enter? What have to enter? He must be born again. And I, okay, yeah, some people when they ask, are you born again? He said, is he born again as in, is he in Jesus? I said, no, in devil. I said, if in the car, I said, no, in devil. He said, are you born again as in Jesus? No, in devil. The automatic guy, I know this guy is not born again. So in my heart, I love this. I've been thanking God. One soul to be saved for money. One soul to be saved for money. God made her put Juma things. Christian, Juma things. Okay. Amen. But your words, it matters. Don't say it doesn't matter. You are discipling people. And you are using some certain kind of stupid words for your disciple. Stubborn head. Don't mind him. Stubborn. Even if you want to correct a believer, there are some words you don't use for them. Amen. Amen. Even down to your children. Because we're all going to have children tomorrow. Amen. So what you don't use? Okay, hear me. Want to correct, correct. Correct and let the person know you are correcting. Not correct and then using. So some of us is because we were brought up that way with insult. Ulori buru. You now bring it up to church. Why did you come to church? look at your big head. I said there's nothing inside your brain. Ah, to a believer, you are not seeing rightly. Amen. Amen.
What do you see in your belief? What do you see in your disciples? I said this to workers 2 weeks back. I said, what do you see in your disciples? I said it to us. What do you see in them? If you are not seeing the next 5 years, if you cannot see your disciples from today preaching the word, you can't disciple them. You can't disciple them. Because that is where you are discipling them. No! To be able to handle the word. Paul said to Timothy, he says, the things you may have for me, the same commit. Because that's how you have seen Timothy. That's how you have seen Timothy. And then you have to, because you must see them in that light. Amen?
Amen.
If you are not seeing that your disciples should be preaching and winning souls in another 2 months, then there's a problem with you, the discipler. Because how you see your disciple will tell how you teach them. Amen. Don't see impossibility. Say, don't worry. I don't think you can do the work of God. Why? He's always coming late to church. From that, he's like Nigerian labor. He can go and not come after 10 years. You are the disciple. See positive. Hallelujah. Are you praying for that one? It's going on and off, on and off, on and off. Go and pray. Lord, this one will do your work. You call his name. Hallelujah. My God will do your work. My God will do your work. Lord, he will do it. I see the possibility. He will become stable. His hands will become strong. Amen. Amen. How about correcting the person and then answering the person? Your hands will become stronger. It will become stronger. What are you doing? You are correcting the person and then you are telling the person God's word. To preach the gospel. To talk the gospel. You do God's word. You do God's word. And that's why you have been trained. What are you hearing me? The believer must learn to put the word of God on his lips. Discipler, disciple. So the disciple, when he's done hearing that word, you now start saying, I'm fit for the Lord's work. I'm going to do the work of the ministry. I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to save the lost. Hallelujah. What are you hearing me? We call your disciple Lori Buruko. Even you too, discipler. We are seeing it too now. Don't do such words. Amen. He's born of God. He's washed, sanctified, glorified. You didn't do anything to make him glorified. You didn't do anything to make him justified. Amen. Amen. God did it on the account of Jesus. He put his words on your lips to preach to him. So maintain your place. Disciple that one. Right? Disciple, but don't insult that one. Hallelujah. Never say he will never make it. He will make it. He will make it. Amen. You will make it. Amen. Glory to God. Because discipler. Sometimes God has blessed some of us with good disciples. You can see disciples that every day is problem upon problem. Even you, your disciples come, you are going at it. Let her not see me. That problem. But you know, that is why you are a discipler. You speak God's word over his life. Amen. So how about speaking God's word over the life of your disciple right there with you? Because your disciple is your child. He's your child. Even if the person looks like I can be your senior in age, but it's your child. So, like you do to your child, like I would do to my daughter, just speak God's word over her, in front of her. Now she will know what I'm saying. You say it also to your disciple. Amen. You make progress. You move forward. God's light is shining through you. Many will be saved. Now the person will know this is me. This is my identity in Christ. Amen. We begin to round up. I might not get to Goliath and David, but the believer walks by faith, whether he likes it or not. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So faith is seen in our words, irrespective of what you are going through. Faith is seen in your words. We walk by faith. Say, I walk by faith.
I walk by faith.
and not by sight.
2 Corinthians 5, 7.
The word sight is the word idios. Means by appearance. You don't walk by appearance. What appears? No. By appearance. Literal appearance. No, the things, you know, you are not moved by sight. Amen. You are not moved by sight. You are not moved by sight. I just give the story. David and Goliath. Goliath was a mighty man. Big, huge, sight, heavy. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get confronted with things that are Goliaths in our life. Amen. That look so heavy and big. 1 Samuel 17. So big. Hallelujah. And everybody was afraid of Goliath. 1 Samuel 17. I think I can run this over within the next 10 minutes. 1 Samuel 17. 23. It says, and as he talks with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistine, and spoke according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel saw the man, fled from him, and they were so afraid. So they were scared. When Goliath spoke, they were scared. Amen. They were scared. So David began to ask questions. What will be done? And then his brother in verse 28 saw him. Eliab, the elder's brother, heard when he spoke unto the man. And Eliab, anger was kindled against David. And he said, what camest thou hither? And with whom art thou left the few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of heart, of thy heart. But thou art come down that thou mayest see the battle. So David answered, what have I done? What have I done now? Is there not a cause? No, is there not something? So, but, you know, his brother came with discouragement. Discouragement. Things like, you are not, in quotes, nobody has ever done it before. Nobody has ever done it before. You hear things like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody has ever done it before. It has never been successful. When we were to start our ministry then, in 2005, I shared with some people who I call elders, like the people who I perceive or who I see have gone ahead of me in the faith, right? Who got born again before I was. So I shared with one of them. I won't mention his name. So I shared with him and I told him, sir, this is what the Lord has been calling me to do for quite a number of years now. And I was telling him times and the visions and some things I've seen concerning the work of ministry and what some people have said along the line concerning it. You know what he said? You know, should I tell what he said? He said, ha, where do you want to start? I said, I'll start from my father's house. Do you get me? Maybe he was waiting for me to say, I'll go and buy a bus, maybe project 2020. I said, I'll start from my father's house. We'll start from there. So the guy now said, this is what you want to do. Several people have done it. Watch you. Say, several people have done it and they did not last. Can I mention any name? This is the thing. Started. Went off. Then it started. He went off. This one started. They scattered it. This one started. So they said, he said a whole lot. That's it. I think it's a good vision, but it's something that might not happen now, but maybe God just wants to just be preaching around and just remain in the church where you're going to. I said, no. God wants us to start now. But then, but I told you, he called someone and said, are you more spiritual vibrant than this guy? He called, I know that guy. Very vibrant. I said, where is it? I said, this thing does not last. He said, it doesn't last. He mentioned the name of the chaplain. He said, he started Operation Fire for Fire. In the house, they stopped it. They told me they stopped it. So, it will not last. And I went to pray. I didn't give up. This discouragement will always come. Especially sometimes on, it has never, everybody that has gone to Zabiza, they used to behead them. You will not be scared. Everybody that has gone to this place, God, oh, somebody has told me, he has never seen a he told me, oh, to my face, how can you be a pastor and you're a banker? I've never seen a pastor who is a banker. Sorry, are you the Holy Ghost? Are you in all the world? Do you have any pastors or bankers? Keep shouting, keep shouting. You have not seen means you have not seen. Doesn't mean there are no pastors or bankers.
Amen. At least the head of his own bank is a banker.
I mean, he's a pastor. Oh, people should be taking shots. Imagine I fell for that rubbish he said yes back. Amen. So there will be discouragement. Things will come to discourage your heart. But stay with the work. Amen. Amen. Stay with the work. I'll put it like this in my notes. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Always. Fix your eyes on his tasks. Always. Men save, men disciple. Fix your eyes on his tasks. Fix your eyes on his mission and not on opposition. That sounds like a rhyme. So that you will not end up in destruction. Being moved away by friction.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So put your eyes on his mission and not on opposition. Very vital.
Hallelujah. So 1 Samuel 17:33. David now got to Saul. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistines to fight with him. And thou but a youth, a man of war, I mean. And he's a man of war for me. So he began to more discouragement. Can I say discouragement? Amen. I'll jump to verses 38. And Saul armed David with his armor and put an helmet of brass upon his head. So he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor and I said to go, for he had not proved it. And he said, Saul. And he said unto Saul, I cannot go with this. I have not proved them. And David put them off. Hallelujah. He put them.
I cannot prove these things. I can't go like this.
You know what that means? When they tell you this is how to respond to opposition. Amen. You know there's a word view of how to respond when people oppose you. You are not looking for media. How are you going to do PR?
OT backslide. See, you are hearing me. OT. Backslash, you are backslided. It's not a joke. You are back. If you have somersaulted backwards,
stand still. I got one somersault. You go back. Amen.
Nonsense.
Glory to God. How can you say that? You know, today, they teach you how to respond on social media. Those funny people that lack home training, they pack themselves on social media. That's what they said. They will now be firing you. Now be tagging you. Let's drag him. You know, that is how somebody opposed you. Now go online to drag him. Let's drag him. That's how the world teaches. David said, I've not proved this. I've not proved it. This is not how I've been taught to handle opposition. I've been taught to handle opposition in the place of prayer. Amen. I've been taught to handle opposition with God's word. Put God's word on my lips. Hallelujah. Put God's word on my mouth. Say God's word. Not trying to do PR. Because people have gone to mess your name up. You're not doing PR. Much more. You're not doing 5-5 videos. It's rubbish. They will always be opposition. They will always be opposition. 1 year into starting church, into starting ministry, they opposed us. Yes, they opposed us. And I asked somebody, another period, a man of God said something, and I asked somebody, the man of God said, can somebody be a witch without me? Can you be a witch and you don't know you're a witch? No, no. At least you should have seen yourself flying to COVID. My God said, did not call me. It's not today. It's not today they will be saying things. I tell you things you said to me. Even yourself, you'll be crying for me.
But you know what? I will not move.
Hallelujah. Hope you are hearing me.
For this, I know Italian people students. Go and teach me how to speak in tongues. Please, did you ever teach you how to speak in tongues? Just lay hands on you and you speak in tongues, right?
Help by you.
So what is that? The anointing. When I lay hands on people, that it's Satan power. At least people get healed.
And what Jesus said, Jesus said, can a kingdom rise up against itself? No! You can tell you what I've heard. Then, I was just 16 years. I started church when I was 16 years. I was just 16 years. Imagine the things I heard in my ear. In my ear. I think they will not say it today, I will not be shaken. Again, an old story. This is super story. It's super story for me. Glory to God. For me, it's super story. How are you telling me? Say another one. Not even to say I'm not here before. And then, I was not adding salt to injury. I was not doing Jellicoe. Till now slide. So let me say, that is what I judge my chance is.
Did you see? There's no Jellicoe now.
Amen. But I'm not giving up. Amen. I'm not giving up. Hallelujah. We keep preaching Jesus. I don't want to hear it or not. And most times, people that even come with these things are people who are even Christians. You'll be surprised. Someone I looked up to as a pastor said something concerning me in his church. Should I go and cry? Yeah, don't worry. We wanted to do CRC one day. We printed flyer for CRC. On the day of CRC, we decided to change venue. We changed venue to my house on the day. No, is it my house or his house? On that day of CRC. That day, let's put somebody in that venue. You ever come for CRC? We cannot go and die. CRC was old. Fight all you can. We'll see what I'm missing. We'll see get blessed. We'll see lay hands. People see fall. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastors. Somebody has said something about laying on of hands before I heard it. By the next day, I lay hands on every other person. I don't lay hands on every other person. Don't have the power. Stay there. Stay there. Who goes on the list? Some people said I was mad one time. No, they know. They actually... Is there anything they've not said about me? They said I was mad. And whenever I'm working, I'm always talking. But that's the truth though. See, tomorrow, if you see me on the road, you cannot see me on the road just talking. Am I deaf and dumb? I'm talking. Seriously, I'm talking. What am I saying? I'm saying God to us. I'm making progress, I'm moving forward. In the name of Jesus, the light is shining in my path. You just see my mouth move, that's what I'm saying. That is shining in my path. Yeah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I walk in the light as God is in the light. The whole earth will feel because you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, man, I see too much more.
If you come to my office when I'm sitting down alone, I'm pressing my system and walking and talking. I cannot stay without talking. And it's not just to, it's God's word. Learn it. Put God's word on your lips.
Amen? They said I'm mad, but then I was a bit loud. Now I know how to talk small soon. Then I'll be walking. God is he that is in me, and he that is in the world. That is you know, on base. Ha! You know me. My matter, it pass matter. I'm in the light. I'm in the light! One day I was walking, people were just going like this. I'm in the light!
That is me! Yeah. Put God's word on your lips!
It has helped us today. It has helped me today. That's why I'm still standing. I didn't go to Smoky Boo. It has still standing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Put God's word on your lips. Just like David. Don't try to do things you have not been exposed to in God's word. Want to wear armor. Want to wear armor. Now you look like a gengen. You look like Tron. Now they run like that. Shake, 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 shake. What is that? Everybody like that. Just for applause. That they will know that you are not using iPhone 15. You're using fine one. Rubbish. We close. But I say we close four times.
Anyway, 43.
So this is where I hand off for us to continue. Verse 43. Now David now finally met with Goliath. 43. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comes to me with staffs? And the Philistine cursed David with his God. Hallelujah. He cursed David. And the Philistine said unto David, come to me, and I will give your flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. That is opposition. And David said, do you see that? David carried 5 stones. Somebody say 5 stones mean Jesus. I swear. He understood Goliath had 4 brothers that were giants like him, plus Goliath, that is 5. So he carried 5 for each of them. So the 5 stones was not J-E-S-U-S-U. It's actually for Goliath and his 4 brothers. Amen. They were all giants. So he said, so that means he was so sure that he was going to use 1 stone for each person. Amen. He was so sure. Can you trust God like that? Can you so trust God like that? That no matter what I can feel, God is by my side. Amen. Ministry can't go under. God is on my PC will never go down. My cell will never shut down. No matter what people say around in the environment, no matter what people say around in the town, no matter how the town is, I can trust God. Everybody is fighting me. God is on my side. Amen. People are saying, God is on my side. Who shall I be afraid of? Amen. Put God on your list. Hallelujah. Amen. Hope you are hearing me. So the Bible says, look at that. It says the Philistines came to David with words. David didn't say, sorry bros, I make mistakes. David said. Do you see that? David said. That's a believer. Hallelujah. The opposition said so that you'll be afraid, that you'll be scared. Hallelujah. Amen. Things are happening. You are scared about God's work, God's duty in the earth through you. You are scared. Can I do it? No, you speak God's word. Hallelujah. What did David say? What did David say?
Thou comest to me.
Hallelujah. Say, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Before now, let's say this. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Amen. The God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. Who is he defiling? He's defiling Israel. Right? He says, Israel is God's army. Armies there is not for war alone. Armies there is, these are people on God's assignment. God's armies. He calls Israel God. Remember, that is Israel as a shadow. Who is Paul's Israel? We are, right? I've taught you that. We are Paul's Israel. Okay, I'll show you that. We are Paul's Israel. Hallelujah. Israel there is not in Asia. This is God, we are God's Israel. So Israel as a nation was used as a shadow for us. So he calls Israel God's armies. God's armies do what? Carrying out God's will in the earth. Did you see that? He says that is who you defy. So you defy the armies of the living God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm God's army. I'm in God's army. Hallelujah. He said, look at what he said, and this day I would the Lord deliver thee unto my hand, and I will smite thee. I will take off thy head out of thy foot. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowl of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. And the earth shall know that there is God in Israel. Hallelujah. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword nor with spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you unto our hands. Do you see that? So that means David won this battle before he started the battle. He won it with words. Do you see that? You understand how to use words. Brethren, learn how to use words. Your mouth is not for eating. Your mouth is not for eating sardines, shawarma, burger, licking ice cream. Amen. Amen. Your mouth is not for gossip.
You hear? Did you hear what happened to Ada? Did you hear what happened to Nkechi? Did you hear what happened to Miss Bao? Did you hear what happened to this day down? You don't need to. Your mouth is not for that. Your mouth is to carry God's word and speak God's word. How are you hearing me?
So,
how are you hearing me?
Have talking sessions. Have times when you talk God prayer. I'm making progress. Hallelujah. David won before he even got into the battle. Remember, I'm telling you today, your words matter, especially in the work of ministry. Your words matter. You put God's word on your lips. Satan wants you to see impossibility. But you know what? A man who sees impossibility is a man who is not praying. Is a man who is not praying. A man who sees impossibility is a man who is not praying. A man who prays will not see impossibility. Rather, the man will always put God's word on his lips. Put your prayer on your lips. How you pray, put it on your lips. Remember I say, if you know what prayer is, you need to know about killing someone, right? Put it on your lips. How about saying, the whole of Iba is going with the word of God? What about saying the light of God will shine in this ashes, shine in this street, you call the street. Hallelujah. Light of God will shine in Okeji Clues. Light of God's word is shining here. It's shining here. And I'm a first fruit in this harvest. I'm a partaker of this harvest. First fruits in it. I'm a partaker of this harvest. I'm a partaker of this harvest in this land. Light shines. Light shines. It shines, shines and shines. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord.